And this presentation is just a little bit different than what I normally do, which is very research-based. It more has a story kind of feel to it, so I think that's appropriate for this time of day. I don't have any relationships to disclose. Last year, I became involved in a project called Sugar Babies, The Bittersweet Truth About Diabetes, and it came about in a kind of a crazy way. One day I was asked by our senior vice president of health sciences to come and serve on a panel. It was for a foundation and development activity, a big fancy fundraiser, and what they were doing is they were bringing in a filmmaker from Sundance named Jenny McKenzie from the Sundance Film Festival, and she was the producer and creator of this film, and they were showing it to people who might donate money to the Diabetes Center. And she said, I'd really like for you to come and be on this panel to talk a little bit about your perspectives in school health and what you've been doing in the community. So I said, okay, great. So I went and watched the movie, and through the evening, it became really clear that I should probably get involved with this. And then, over drinks afterwards, a foundation came up and said, it would be really great if you would work with this filmmaker and bring this film to schools throughout our state. And I was like, how many times in your life does something fall into your lap like that? And I said, well, that's really great, but the film's already made. What are we going to do? And so we put together a curriculum and worked with the State Board of Education to bring this film to about 700 kids over the course of the year, and then it is continuing on this year. I'm going to tell you a little bit, of course, about diabetes, then we'll look a little bit at the film, talk about some of the methods we use, some results, and then, of course, have some discussion. As you all know, diabetes is a serious individual health problem as well as for families. There's considerable behavioral and physical and psychological things that happen to children and families as they move through the disease, either type 1 or type 2. It's a major public health issue, and it has very serious economic consequences. 29 million people in the United States have diabetes, so about 9% of our population. 86 million people have prediabetes, and you may know about the National Diabetes Prevention Program, which is working in communities to identify people with prediabetes and get them into programs that help them with their physical activity and nutrition and help them lose about 7 to 10% of their body weight and gain 150 minutes of physical activity per day. Those are programs for adults. Today I'm going to talk a little bit more about children, and we have about 18,000 youth diagnosed each year, according to the most recent data, with type 1 diabetes, and about 5,000 per year with type 2. And this is the type that is growing the most over time. And I know from my own work with families with diabetes that the medical costs are very high and are about twice as high as for people without diabetes. So the CDC kind of shows us in this graph the rate per 100,000 people. On the bottom you can see in the light green type 1 and in the dark green type 2, and it's listed by race and ethnicity. So the all column on your left-hand side is less than 10 years old, and then on the right-hand side 10 to 19 years old. And so you can see younger children are more affected by type 1 diabetes, and older children are more affected by type 2 diabetes, and some of our highest risk groups include Native Americans and Alaska Natives and non-Hispanic Black individuals. Also Hispanic individuals, which is the population that I work with the most in our state. Now I'd like to kind of turn it over for about a 3-minute clip. The film Sugar Babies follows four children with type 1 or type 2 diabetes from all over the country and follows them through their day and shows their daily routines in terms of diabetes and the things that their families are struggling with. So I'll just escape for a minute. I should say that when I was approached about working on this project, I thought to myself as a health educator and dietitian, I thought, what could possibly a movie do at school? We show and grow up showing lots of movies at school, and I was very skeptical. So I was kind of dragged into it, and actually what I found over the course of the year is that kids and teachers and parents found the film very compelling because it's very well done, and it shows these four stories very vividly and really created a lot of energy. So The first step that we did was, of course, set up some objectives, and we really wanted to see if it was going to be effective to use this documentary film to provide diabetes awareness. And we chose middle school classes. And the reason that we chose middle school is every time we showed the film to get feedback and kind of focus group it, the middle school children were the ones that really liked it the most. So here's a film made for adults, but the middle school kids really identified with it. And so we chose that age group. And we wanted to find out a little bit. We didn't have a lot of resources for research, but we wanted to find out a little bit about gains in knowledge and their intent to change. And then we also showed the film in huge family and community-based showings. And they created a really neat atmosphere, kind of like at the Sundance Film Festival. So it was just something a little bit more novel than what we usually do in schools around health fairs or community events. I'm just going to mostly tell you today about number one. So we started with 8 schools, and we kind of did a case control study with a pretest and a post-test. I should say on the left that the documentary film was shown with a guided discussion by the teachers. So we did some mini trainings with middle school, high school teachers, and we provided them with this curriculum with activities and such, and then we had a post-test. Then we also showed the film and had the guided discussion with those children who didn't participate and were a part of a control school. And so we mostly had 7th and 8th graders, kind of equally distributed between boys and girls, and the population reflected the population in Utah, which is a changing population. Traditionally, our state was very Caucasian and white, and now it's about 75 to 80% non-Caucasian, with the majority of people in the Hispanic group and the white group. The questions that we asked of the students pre and post were things that were related to knowledge, such as the definition of diabetes, diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, words that are used to describe sugar on labels, and what are the risk factors for type 2 diabetes. We asked them a little bit about their intent to change in the next week in terms of foods high in sugar and physical activity. And then I wanted to know a little bit about their environment and if they had healthy foods to choose from at school and at home and had opportunities for physical activity. So we were able to show changes in most all the result areas, and we also were able to show that the control group stayed about the same. What I found particularly interesting in this project is most of the children reported that they had healthy foods to eat at school, which in my area is an area that's changing, and in prior studies that I've done, children bash or disagree with the statement that food is healthy at school. And in this particular group, they found that the foods were fairly healthy at school, and they were more concerned both in these results and in verbal discussions with them about the foods that are in their homes. So, in summary, this was a compelling documentary film that was relevant for middle school students. It fills the gap in diabetes awareness and prevention, and it provoked interest in teachers and parents. It was limited by late involvement by researchers into the process in terms of questionnaire design and curriculum design. However, it was really compelling, and I get phone calls about it nearly every week, and we continue to work on it to have further involvement with the schools in this way. So my learning point and the end of the story for me, and I hope that you can learn from it, is that a documentary film that's well done by a national filmmaker, or even ones that you can make in classes with students yourselves, are a very compelling way to reach children and a unique tool to add to our toolbox. Thank you very much, and I do have the films and the curriculums in the back if you'd like to take one.